Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the GOAT tape.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shonen Tapes. I was going to call us the Goaten Tapes, the Shonen Goats. Ooh, what if we called ourselves the Shonen Goats and just had goat masks on? Like, we could start doing the live podcasts, but we'd have goat masks on. So then, like, it's not really, like, showing ourselves. How'd you feel?
Yeah, I'd be down to do it. You know what? That'd be actually a kind of dope gimmick, you know?
Just to, like,
people don't know what we...
Kind of like Marshmallow. Is that his name? No, Dream. Dream did that. And then he took his mask off, and, like, I guess he kind of lost some mystique around him.
That's what I'm saying. We could definitely do that. Or we could wear goat mask, and then we can, like, change up the masks every now and then. Like, if we're reviewing a show, like, wear, like, an Aaron Yeager mask or something like that.
I want a Ryuk mask. Is that a thing from Death Note?
I mean, probably, right?
Honestly, Sean, like, you kind of look like him.
I do be kind of looking like Ryuk, dog. Like, I don't even have to wear the mask, you know? People are like, oh, is that Ryuk? I'd be like, yo, this is my face, but, like, I guess it's Ryuk.
They'd be like, oh, snap, like, does Death Note got a podcast? welcome, tapeworms, to another episode of the Shonen Tapes. We are extremely consistent. If you're a long-time listener and you haven't rated us yet, consider doing so, because we're at a point right now where we're trying to push some growth into the podcast. So actually do rate us. So actually do share this with your friends. It helps us out a lot. Obviously, we're gonna be talking about goats today. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined with Sean Shonen Pants.
Shonen Pants. And actually, like, Kevin's right, guys. You know, share this with everyone you know that likes anime. You know, put it on your stories and everything like that. Help us grow, you know what I'm saying? Because we want to keep doing this, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't keep doing it without growth, you know? Then we'll just be shouting in the ethers.
Exactly. And ain't nobody want to do that. Ain't nobody want to do that. All right. Well, speaking of goats, I feel like our riff should be goat related. What do you think?
It should be goat related. So let's talk about the goats and, like, other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, the goat president, I think Barack Obama, you know what I'm saying? Abraham Lincoln, you know.
What about, no comment. What about, we ain't opening up that can of worms, my dog. All right. What about basketball?
Basketball. Definitely Michael Jordan, right? But
I'm gonna go LeBron.
LeBron.
Yep.
I agree, man. LeBron got that athleticism, you know what I'm saying?
How are you gonna instantly change your opinion like that?
No, I'm saying you can have more than one goat, dog.
No, you can't. We're talking the definitive goat.
You can have goats in different eras.
Nope. The definitive goat.
The definitive goat.
Yeah, so which one?
Gotta go Michael Jordan, dude.
Okay. Rap. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, rap.
Who's the goat rapper? I'm gonna pick Biggie Smalls.
I'm gonna have to go Nas. Actually, no, I can't go Nas.
Nah, you can't go Nas.
You can't be Biggie Smalls, dude.
Why not?
Because he only had two albums. They were dope albums, though.
It's just his flow is immaculate. That's the only reason. His flow and his wordplay is just, like, the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with you. Yeah, Biggie Smalls.
I feel like you got to pick the next one. Because I feel like you're copying me.
All right. What about Goat TV show? Hey, I'm just agree. Yo, you're just coming up with the and also I just did disagree with you because I said Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but you were wrong. what about All right. What about, TV shows? What do you have for TV shows?
I think GOAT TV show Lost.
No, you can't be the GOAT and have a bad ending.
I didn't think it had a bad ending. I think people just wanted it to have a definitive ending, and it had an ending where it had an ending that I feel like it had a good ending. I think it had a good ending. It just wasn't, you know. What's your favorite? What is the GOAT TV show in your mind?
Okay, so the fact that I said that, I'm gonna give, if you're saying that, you know, the ending, if it's unreasonable, may put it into GOAT status, I would say Game of Thrones. But if we want to say that it needs a good ending, I would go Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Greatest show of all time. I think you can make a case for either. Okay, so before we dive into this, I think it's really important that we establish some criteria that we're using to base this off of. Because it's not just, like, subjective. It's not just objective, I should say, right? There's subjectivity, there's objectivity, there's connectivity, there's activities, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
Bro, I saw Sean looking down texting on his phone, so I just started talking nonsense to see if he would agree just blankly with what I said, and he did. He did. I caught him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. You know what I said? You don't even know what I said.
There's subjectivity, there's activity. Yeah. I thought you had a brain malfunction, so I didn't want to make you feel bad.
You got gut, Sean. Anyways, this is obviously very opinion focused, so we're going to try to take some opinion out of it and try to just establish, like, you know, truly what we believe is the greatest anime of all time. But obviously there's a top three. Maybe we'll make it kind of like a Mount Rushmore-esque. We could do that, but like sort of like a ranked Mount Rushmore, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So
like four. I mean, is that good?
But yeah, I'm down with that. But I mean, before we get into that, like, what is your opinion on what a GOAT is? Like, what's the GOAT status for an anime? Like, what does it need to do?
I think it needs to have an extremely high level of cultural impact. Very, very high level. I think that's going to be one of the most important things. Because if you look into different categories of GOAT status, there's a lot of people that just kind of slip under the radar. They fly under the radar. And that's not just anime, but there's, you know, tons of different professional players in their respective sport that have stats that are almost like similar to people that are in GOAT status, but they're not really talked about because they don't really have an impact. Maybe they didn't change the sport as much. Maybe they didn't change their profession as much or what's done, right? There's many different avenues to kind of go about it. So I think the ones with the biggest cultural impact and respect need to be towards the top. I also think it's really important to have a high level of quality. So if you're viewing something, maybe it was good a long time ago, but it doesn't really hold up. Is it really GOAT status then? That's a question mark, right? I think it does need to kind of stand the test of time a little bit, which is where some anime that we're going to be discussing will probably lose some points. Those are like the big things, quality and relevancy. I think that's going to be like kind of like my biggest deciding factors. Yeah, it obviously can't be garbage, right? Too. That's important.
Yeah.
Because something can have a cultural impact, but still be garbage. Take Friday, gonna get down on Friday, Rebecca Black, right? That's talked about to this day. That was like 10, 15 years ago. Soulja Boy, huge cultural impact, and you know,
trash potentially rapper. Change.
Trash rapper, just absolute garbage, right? lots and lots of trash rappers that just completely change the game. Are they GOAT status? Hell no.
That's kind of what I'm coming think. From. I think with cultural relevancy, I don't even think it needs to be that cultural relevant to be the GOAT. Like that's a good, like it can, like that can be a thing, but I think staying power is the most important part about a GOAT anime. Like, can it stay the test of time? Like an anime that can be made in the 80s or 70s. Like a lot of people, you know, I can think of, you know, a bunch of anime that were made, you know, back then that we're still talking about now. You know, people are still going to movie theaters and watching, you know, anime with their friends, you know, the same that they watched like when they're eight, you know, that their parents are watching. And I think that is really what makes a GOAT anime. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be culturally relevant, because for most of the years anime wasn't culturally relevant. So I think staying power is the most important thing with discussing a GOAT.
What else?
I think that the story has to be creative. Like, I feel like a lot of anime, like, it could be really good, but like at the end of the day, it's just like, it's not creative, you know? It's like,
that's so opinion based. Like, it's tough for you to like say this is the greatest anime of all time because I think it's creative, because what you think is creative, I might not think it's creative. That's like a hard fact to argue on, versus if I stay here and say, hey, look, this has had staying power, this has had cultural relevancy, and people, newer watchers of this can still like it, so it keeps up, right? Versus saying this is creative. That's very like,
I mean, yeah. I guess you can say that, but like there's certain pieces of art where you can like watch it and be like, yeah, that was creative. Even if you don't like it, you're like, that was pretty creative. You know?
Maybe. I mean, you know, you think My Hero Academia is creative, don't you?
No. I think it's a good anime, but I don't think it's like good. That creative.
Good. It's guys, I'm sorry. It's been a couple episodes since I've shot on it. I needed to get it out of the system. Okay. Creative, staying power. Anything else?
Staying power, creativity, and honestly, I think story.
See?
And I guess that goes hand in hand with creativity.
It does. But yours are very opinion based. I'm trying to level us.
What about overall? Okay, let's take that out. Overall enjoyment. I'll give an example. A lot of movies. You can have movies in the Oscar. Is it Oscars or Grammys? The music, is it Oscars or Grammys? Whatever. One of those award shows shows the movies, right?
My man.
A movie that they're like, this is the greatest movie ever made, and then no one really watched it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to enjoy it.
I said, let's keep this fact-based. And Sean goes, okay. Opinions. You literally said opinions. Like, I get what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. A lot of movies get Oscars and people have never seen them. Sure, but I think that's because that's its whole other thing, right? You have to like campaign to get an Oscar, and you have to like jump through certain hoops, and then also it's like just like a stage of a specific set of people that get to choose who it goes to. I don't really agree with that stuff, to be honest with you. But I get it. I get what you're saying. What about this? What if we consider impact? If you're the greatest of all time, you have had a heavy impact on whatever you're the greatest for. Pelé is an example for soccer. A lot of people would call him the greatest of all time. If you go and look at all these, like, not all these, but there are certain clips exist of him. You know, you see him doing these crazy tricks and maneuvers in soccer that some people do today. Like, he wasn't just a jack of all trades, he was like a master of all trades. And now, in this day and age, you see some people doing some of the moves that he was just coined and you know, made sure of that was good. So I think impact is also very important. So I think we've kind of discussed enough, like, what our thought process is. How do you want to start this? Do you want to, like, go from, like Mount Rushmore? If we ranked Mount Rushmore, okay? 4-3-2-1, and number one being the GOAT, but then the other three still having a sitting on the mountain, right, of Rushmore.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it that way? Is that how you want to do this? Do you want to discuss if a show belongs? What if we talk about shows one by one, name a couple of big ones, and say, is it in discussion or is it not? And then at the end, we rank them. I kind of like that.
Yeah, we can kind of
like that better. Yeah?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So, Mr. Sean, you've put together a list for us to discuss, and I'm happy to kind of jump into that list. So one that is obviously very topical. Hold on, did you put My Hero Academia? Was that a joke? Really have that as like goat?
That's just something for us to discuss. I'm not saying that it is the goat, but I'm saying that's something that we can talk about. You know,
listen, I loved the most recent season. But My Hero doesn't even belong in the top 10. With all due, no, not with all due respect. With some disrespect.
And can I put a disclaimer before we start this episode, because I feel like this might, you know, start some contention with some people.
Yeah, of course.
We're mostly gonna be talking about shonen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Some seinen mixed into it, like nothing else. You know what I'm saying? We'll be here all day if we have to talk about all of it, all the whole diaspora of anime.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. On a serious note, with My Hero Academia, I don't think it can come anywhere near GOAT status. What I can say is it has had a decent amount of cultural impact, and it is making its waves known. So I think it is to be like respected a little bit. But I don't think it comes anywhere near GOAT status. Like, not even close.
I do think if they kind of strayed away a little bit from the formula slightly, and like kind of did, like, and they are a little in its own way with like the superhero thing. But I think if they kind of deviated a little bit more from the formula, it could, I could see arguments for it being one of the GOATs. But it's not.
Bro, it's six seasons in. It's not about to just end with a bang.
No, I'm saying
the greatest of all time.
Yeah. What about, and I know this one's early, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Now this has potential. This definitely has potential to be goated. It's way too early to be able to say if it's not or if it is. But I think it has potential. Yeah. It's definitely not there yet, but yeah, that's a good pick. Where do you think it stands?
I think it has potential. Yeah, I think it has potential to knock off whatever we put on the Mount Rushmore, because the second season, I'm not gonna ruin anything, but like it has me like jumping, you know, because I'm like I get surprised. I'm like, whoa! And anime doesn't usually do that to me, you know. Say I'm 31 years old.
Facts. Facts. And bald. Kidding.
And bald. I am bald.
Yeah. And I guess what's going to be able to tell is if Jujutsu Kaisen can do a few things. One, I think it has to keep the same level of heat throughout its series. But then it also has to garner a little more attention than it has. Because there are some anime that we are going to discuss that has gotten a lot more attention than Jujutsu Kaisen has, but Jujutsu Kaisen is like a consistent heavy hitter. It just hasn't reached the next level yet. But again, it's very, very early into the show. So it's like a, you know, the seeds planted and it's growing and it's got some strong roots, baby. And we got to see where those roots go, right? Got to water that plant.
And I think right now where they're at now, the second season, and whenever I like look on YouTube or like look at podcasts, people like that aren't even anime podcasts or anime YouTubes are talking about Jujutsu Kaisen. So they're on the right trajectory, I think, you know, but they need a little bit more.
I see you have Demon Slayer on the list too, so we'll just acknowledge that. Again, similar, I don't think this is or anywhere near GOAT status. It's very good. It has won me over, but if you're gonna have like a kind of meh first season, an amazing second season, and then like a good third season, but not one that knocks it out of the park, it's really tough to just take a step back and look at that and be like, yeah, that's GOAT status, or that's on its way to GOAT status. Although it is very good. It is very, very good.
Yeah.
I can't blame anybody for having this as their favorite, but definitely not GOAT status.
Yeah, I mean, I would be completely on your side with that because, again, the first season was meh. Second season was amazing. Third season, I thought it was a little bit better than just good. I thought it was, like, really, really good. But then you got to think about the cultural standing it has. And I know that wasn't one of my criteria. Yeah. But yeah, right. Like, it, yo, I'm going to some of these, like, you know, because I have a little one. I'm going to some of these Halloween parties, and I'm seeing like five little kids dressed as like Tanjiro. I'm seeing like, you know, at least like two little girls dressed as like Nezuko, and I'm just like, whoa. Like, I haven't seen someone do this in anime, you know, since I was, you know, a little kid trading Pokemon cards and things like that. So I'm like, okay, like, it's definitely the most cultural relevant anime out right now. And honestly, when in 20 years, when there's another group of kids that, you know, that are adults and they have their own shonen tapes, that's probably going to be their goat, you know?
Maybe. You're right about the cultural impact, though. I do see it around a lot too. It's like it feels like of the newer ones, it's mainly those two, My Hero Academia and Demon Slayer. Those feel like kind of like the most mainstream ones.
Yeah.
I see you have Rurouni Kenshin on here. Love the damn show. I think it's like I don't even know if it's correct to call this like a cult classic, but it's so good. It's so, so good, but I gotta be real. It's not GOAT status, but it's amazing. Yeah, amazing show.
I don't think it stays GOAT. It has the GOAT status. I think it's lost a little bit of relevancy after like the early 2000s, you know, and it doesn't have as much staying power. Like it still, you know, has some staying power because we still talk about it. You know, I know a lot of people, I still talk about it, but yeah, you're right.
The thing is like it's rarely referenced. It's rarely put into people's top fives and top tens when we ask people. It's rarely talked about. Like it's just you can't. It's
it's more of an oh yeah anime. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, you know.
You have Code Geass on here. I haven't seen that one, so what do you think about that?
So Code Geass is, if we're talking like Oscars, it's one of those anime that like not as, if you have to be like all you do watch is anime or like you watch a lot of anime to like have watched Code Geass. Cause I feel like when I talk to more of the mainstream anime people that like, you know, like anime, but that's not like, they're not watching a bunch of like too much anime. And even people that like yourself that watch a lot of anime, but like, you know, haven't seen it, but I feel like everyone that has seen Code Geass puts it in their top. And it's an anime that were like, after I watched Death Note, they're like, if you like Death Note, you'll like this anime. And it has a really, really good ending that has been compared to Attack on Titan's ending. And I kind of get why, but like apples and oranges, in my opinion. But I think it's just one of those anime that's not as cultural relevant, but has a lot of staying power. Whereas like people always talk about Code Geass. Like if they're an anime head and have stumbled upon it, it's in their top three or top five. So
it hasn't had as much impact, sounds like.
It has impact, but it's not like mainstream impact. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just think it has staying power because it's still, people still talk about it. You know, I hear it hear it talked about on like podcasts, YouTube, you know, so.
But you would say it probably doesn't belong in the Mount Rushmore.
I would say it probably doesn't belong, but I think it's like an honorable mention. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those, you know, MTV, when they give like people, actors that haven't gotten an award ever, an award. You know, they're like, no, they'll give them an award or like an achievement award or something like that.
An achievement award? Here's an award award. Here's an award that's an award. Okay, we'll give Code Geass an award award. Same with Jujutsu Kaisen. They get award awards.
An award awards.
Now you have Vinland Saga on here, Sean? Vinland Saga?
I have Vinland Saga on here because... And I know you're going to get mad about this. And I haven't even seen the second season yet.
So you can't. Yeah, I guess you can. All right, go ahead.
I don't know if it's gonna be my GOAT, but I think it needs to, I think that if we're being impartial, it should be the GOAT.
You haven't even seen the second season. How can you say that?
I'm saying that it's not my GOAT. That's all I'm telling you. It's not my GOAT. But any anime that's able to attract people that don't usually watch anime, and I'm telling you this because I can name like five people on my hand that don't like anime but watch Vinland Saga because they saw it on Netflix and then love it. You know, any anime that's able to bridge the gap, you know, a little bit, I think deserves to be in contention. You know, I say that, you know, thinking of another anime that I didn't put on the list, but I think should be on this, Cowboy Bebop. You know what I'm saying? Any anime that's able to attract people that outside of the culture, I think should be a contender or on the wall. You need at least one anime that's like that to be on that four.
Yeah. Okay, I feel you. Worst show I've ever seen, but I feel you. I'm trying to be impartial here. I'm trying to be impartial here. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta be impartial, dog. We gotta be, yo, what's a news channel that's not, never mind. I'm not even gonna get in that.
There's a show that you don't have on here that I'm surprised. Death Note. I mean, that's another one that deserves an award. As one of the goats, but it's definitely not in the Mount Rushmore, but it deserves a mention. I'm not gonna let you get away with mentioning Cowboy Bebop and Vinland Saga and not mention Death Note.
No, with Death Note, as much as I love Death Note and will forever love Death Note, it, like, I honestly, and I know some people think I sound stupid. Like, I've heard people say that, like, Death Note changed my life. You know why? I feel like I saw so many things in black and white. And then when I watched Death Note, it's not like I'm like, oh, like, I agree with light or anything. But it just, like, made me see things differently. I'll say that. But so many people dislike the second season, which I personally don't understand why, but
I get it a little bit,
but like, I think narratively it needed to happen the second season. But with so many people hating on the second season, it can't be the GOAT.
Fair enough. I think one of the ones that I haven't seen, I don't remember if you have or not, but Full Metal Alchemist, that probably deserves a shout out.
Yeah, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And I've seen, like, because I remember it used to come on Adult Swim back in the early 2000s. I've seen enough episodes to understand it's a good anime. Like, it just came on in a time where I was like, I like these anime and that's all I watch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think it deserves to be in the GOAT contention. I think it might be out of the running. No, I've never finished. I've watched like episodes out of order because it was on Adult Swim back in the day, and I was like, "Guess I'm watching Full Metal Alchemist today," you know. But like,
is it good?
It wasn't like I thought it was really good. It was just like I didn't have an opportunity to finish it, or because I was interested when I watched it, but I was watching so much other anime that I was more interested in that I just never came back to that. And I know that's going to be sound like heresy to some people, you know, but we'll get to it. But like, it is a good anime.
It looks like there was only 64 episodes of this. All right. Give or take. That's not that much. Brotherhood, dude. And
then there's Full Metal Alchemist and then there's Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah.
I think.
While doing some research for this, I saw that pop up a lot. And I always say, where there is smoke, there is fire. And I obviously didn't coin the term. I mean, like, I like the term, but whatever. You get what I'm saying.
I'm down to watch the show. Full Metal.
Let's do it. Let's put that on the list, John.
Put on the list. All right. So wait, before we move on, what's on the list, though?
Yeah. Let's talk about the list fully. I'm whipping out my notepad right now. Okay, I'm stalling because I'm whipping out the notepad. All right. On our two watch list, we have One Piece, season two of Vinland Saga, Mob Psycho, and I'd like to enter Full Metal Alchemist.
I'm down with that. What order? I don't think there's anything that we're missing right now. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Rent a Girlfriend season three. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why. The way you said that, Sean, was like you were trying to slide in to my DMs, and it made me uncomfortable.
Hey, yo, what you doing this weekend? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you finna slide through and watch Rent a Girlfriend season three with me? You know what I'm saying?
No, it's no big deal. You know, hey, I'll cook you some. You know, it's like
cookies sound slight. Ew. All right, the proposed order I want to give is I want to watch a few episodes of Full Metal Alchemist. If it hooks me in, I'm down to just move that to the top. To be honest with you, yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's a drag, like kind of like Mob Psycho, the first few episodes was gonna get bumped down. And I'm going to prioritize probably, like, I guess Vinland Saga and then One Piece. But no, we can't. If we say we're going to watch One Piece before any other show, we're never going to watch another show again. So, like, I feel like we have to put other shows above One Piece and then just watch One Piece in, like, our spare time as we catch up.
Yeah, like, One Piece, like, we're watching One Piece while we're watching other stuff.
Yeah, facts. And I'm enjoying it. Speaking of, I think that's one of the first ones that probably deserve to be in the discussion for the Mount Rushmore. And I say that as somebody who isn't that far deep into the show, but I'll give a couple of reasons. One, it is heavily, heavily regarded by so many people, and they love it so much. I rarely hear... The only negative thing I've ever really heard about One Piece, to be honest, aside from, some inexperienced podcast co-hosts, is that it's goofy.
Excuse me, it is a goofy anime, but sometimes things can be goofy. Like that's Sean not and a I, bad thing, dude.
Listen, on one of the Patreon episodes, myself and Sean, we got into like a 20-minute argument about. What was it about? What was the initial thing? What was the main thing about? And then you brought up One Piece as like an example. Oh, Spider-Verse. That's what it was.
It was into the Spider-Verse.
And I said the animation looks goofy. And Sean had the audacity to say, well, what about One Piece? And I'm like, well, I like the One Piece animation. Is the show goofy sometimes? Potentially. But the animation isn't goofy. That was my point. His point wasn't otherwise. And long story short, guys, I'm so sorry, but I had to revoke Sean's One Piece card. So, like, he's not allowed to, like...
Bro, I'm farther talk. In One Piece than...
Listen, as a One Piece devoted fan, all right, I revoke your card, all right? It's revoked. Done. You can't talk about it. Except for right now.
As a One Piece stan who understands the material for what it is... I definitely think, without a shadow of a doubt, this should be in the Mount Rushmore of anime.
Okay.
Point blank, period. Like, I'm right now, I just ended Enies Lobby, or I think post Enies Lobby. And so I'm still pre time skip. It's still so good. Like, I think it's better than most anime I've watched so far. You know, so it deserves to be up there.
That's what I've been judging it by, too. Like, as much as I watch the show and I compare it to other stuff that I consider as the GOAT, I'm like, I'm enjoying this more at this point in the show than I was others. So its trajectory is very high. And, you know, it's one of the ones that we can kind of safely talk on. Unfortunately, stuff like Full Metal is not stuff I feel like we can talk on too much. But, you know, it's worth, I guess, the mention. So... that might be one we agree on, so we'll pocket that pick. I'm also seeing... All right, you want to get into... I feel like we're entering the big boys. We talked about One Piece. We got to talk about some of the other big boys. What about Naruto?
I was wrestling about this a lot.
Me too. Because it's my goat, but is it the goat?
And like, the thing is, I think Naruto does a lot of great things, a lot of creative things, but it still follows a formula. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they developed. Mm-hmm. I feel like they kind of like did what I kind of wish My Hero did, is stray a little bit from the formula and kind of create mm-hmm. their own formula. But it still follows a formula, like a shonen formula that was kind of mapped out by Dragon Ball Z a little bit. But I don't think it's a goat because there's too many people in the fandom that make fun of Naruto. They kind of, and like maybe get lost during the Shippuden and during the Shippuden series a little bit. I know a lot of people after Pain that are like, yeah, the show dropped off after that. Because I don't think it did. I'm just saying, what people in the fandom have said, you know?
The thing I'll say about that, though, is in general, I think its cultural impact was very, very, very strong. Like, you see Naruto referenced a ton, and I think it is one of the most mainstream anime of all time, right? Like, if you go up to somebody who has never heard anything about anime, they will, and you ask them, you know, name a few. There's a good chance Naruto is one of the ones they talk about, I would argue, right? Like, any of all ages. And I also see it referenced in shows. I see it referenced by other anime. People are still trying to replicate what Naruto did. Honestly, as far from an impact standpoint, I know, like, for example, the creator of One Piece is a huge Naruto fan, and he has admitted to taking inspiration from Naruto. Even though maybe One Piece, I guess, came up before Naruto, it's still like, the impact Naruto had on One Piece alone was tough enough. So I think it deserves to be in the conversation. Maybe we'll make it a game time call if it's going to be in the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I think Naruto is more of a game time decision. Because like, again, it's one of my goats. Yeah. It's one of my goats, but I don't know.
If you look at it from a story perspective, too, the long-term storytelling in Naruto was just amazing. Like, they really, really, really did it well.
They really knew what they were doing. Yeah. So,
but that is very, very opinionated.
I need to think about this more.
We'll wrestle a little bit. Attack on Titan?
Yes.
You know, pretty relevant. Pretty relevant. Now, I'm trying to take recency bias out of it. I really am. But it's... when you talk about long-term storytelling, you think Naruto, and then I think you think Attack on Titan. Or maybe you think Attack on Titan, and then you think Naruto. Wow. That show was honestly cinema. And then, I don't know if you remember, but when the new episodes were coming out last year, everybody on Twitter changed their profile picture to the Attack Titan. That's how excited people were. Everybody was changing their attack. Like, you know, everybody was Eren Jaeger. Which is crazy. Like, I haven't seen a show have this much impact all around in so long as Attack on Titan has. It's wildly regarded. It's a very good story. It's impactful. It's hyped. The biggest negatives I've ever heard about it, honestly, was the ending. And from what I'm seeing, a lot of the people are very good with the anime ending. And it was just really the manga readers who just didn't like it.
Yeah, like...
honestly, if you want to hear our full take about it, too, check out our last episode, The Final Attack on Titan Tape. Plug. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, I also think our last episode, that was a masterpiece episode. So, you know, thanks for the tapeworms that, you know, complimented us on that episode. But I think Attack on Titan should definitely be the GOAT. And not even taking out recency bias, I rewatched the, you know, first couple of episodes of the first season. And just knowing what we know now, it just makes, and like, that's okay. Like, having the ending happen and then watching the beginning, and then the beginning being that much better that's okay. Like, it's now that it's done, you're like, okay, like this is was actually super dope. You know, the parts where like Mikasa's like, why are you crying, Aaron? Like when he wakes up from a nap, you know, after he gets all those visions,
yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
And like they're showing some visions of stuff that like happened like seasons later, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And it's the one anime where I'm like, when the writer sat down, he knew what the ending was gonna be. You know, yeah. There's not a lot of anime where I can say like, yeah, they knew what the ending was gonna be like when they sat down and started writing it. And that's pretty dope. You can't say that for a lot of things, like TV shows, movies.
Yeah, no, agree.
Agree. They just kind of make it as they go along, which sucks.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's it's safe to say that's in contention for you know, Mount Rushmore / the GOAT. And then you know we got to talk about it, Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball. If you want to talk about impact, I would argue this is the most impactful anime in culture of all time. And any other answer is wrong. That's almost not even an opinion, to be honest. Like I could it's literally fact. if you wanted to look up like the references to Dragon Ball, like I remember playing video games back in 2008 on my PS2, 2007, and you'd create a character for one of the wrestling games and you could make Super Saiyan hair in a wrestling game, bro. Like it was crossing genres. You see it referenced in movies, and then also you see it referenced in anime itself. You see not just references, but also like imitations, transformations. Mm-hmm. I feel like it completely popularized. It did a lot. I could go on and on, but I think it'd be foolish to not consider this one to be in the Mount Rushmore. Say what you want about the writing, say what you want about the storytelling. You cannot deny the impact that Dragon Ball has had on anime and the world, bro.
Dude, we could do a full episode on Dragon Ball's impact. Like, you know, the Matrix, Superman movie, the way they're fighting in that movie. Yeah. Like, all great things. So, yeah, I think it's a GOAT contender. If not, maybe the GOAT, if we take our impartiality out of it.
Let's do this. Let's talk about, is there anyone that you want to bring up to say this deserves to be in the conversation? Any anime that we haven't mentioned?
Hunter x Hunter.
No, kidding.
I'll make it brief. I think it deserves to be in the convo because it took the shonen formula, and you know, like this, a lot of people say like their anime like flips it on its head, but it really did flip the shonen formula on its head and made its own thing in a successful way that I'd never seen in other anime. So I think it deserves to be in the conversation. I don't necessarily think it is one of the GOATs, but it deserves to be in the convo.
All right, let's reel it into the Mount Rushmore convo. We're going to go Mount Rushmore. Let's go 4-3-2-1, okay? Any other anime do you think needs to be in the conversation? And obviously, guys, we're aware that we're probably skipping some big ones. Like, some people will probably be pissed we didn't bring up Bleach.
No. Sorry.
What else? Is there anything else? Any one of those like big ones? Black Clover, right? Isn't that another one?
Black Clover. That can't be the GOAT. And Evangelion.
That
could be in contention. I haven't rewatched it in a while, so like I couldn't even explain to you like what it was about. But a lot of people always talk about that as the one of the GOATs. Let's I think we got some good anime. Let's do the top four.
I think we both have a good idea of what's entering at number four, and it's between. Actually, do we? What's number four? What do you want to put at number four?
I think if we do put Naruto in, it would be number four. It was battling something though. I can't remember.
I'm cool with Naruto at four. I am cool with Naruto at four. I think it does deserve the. Are we gonna put One Piece over Naruto? Is One Piece entering?
Yes, One Piece is definitely entering.
Let's decide the four, and then we'll rank them. How about that?
Okay.
So we're both in agreement. Naruto. One Piece.
One Piece. Attack on Titan.
Yes. And Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball. Yeah.
And this is there anything that we think deserves to be above either one of those?
I mean, probably, but like, I feel like with impact and story and just overall, like, in the cultural zeitgeist, I feel like those anime, I feel like, do it. You know, they're.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then, is number four One Piece or Naruto?
It's definitely Naruto.
Feels so cheap putting it at number four when, like, I haven't seen much enough of One Piece. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but Kevin, you even said it before, like, yourself. You're like, I like One Piece where it's at and where Naruto was at this point. One Piece is better.
Way better. It really was, yeah. Dude. How, Sean, apparently how dare you use my own words against me? How dare you?
You know.
Naruto number four. It's all, it's locked. Locked. Which means One Piece number three. Yeah?
Yes, but it could possibly move high. Honestly, Dragon Ball Z number three.
Oh, sir. Actually,
I need to pull my opinions out.
Sir.
One Piece number three. One Piece number three. You're right. One Piece number three.
Sir, thank you. We were about to have some issues, brother. Now, what do you have at number two?
This one's hard.
You know the answer. I know you don't want to say it, Sean, but you know the answer. I know the answer, too.
Yeah, Attack on Titan number two.
Attack on Titan's number two. Now,
this is not saying the story of Attack on Titan is not better than Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but or the writing or any of that. It's just I think impact cannot be stated enough. Fandom as well, too. Very, very important. Longevity. Dragon Ball been kicking ass for like 30, 40 years now, right?
Yeah.
That's a long time, dude. That's a long time to just...
Long time.
And you're still breaking the internet. That's crazy. You're still breaking the internet. That's how good of a show it is. Like, say, Dragon Ball's a GOAT. I have to say, Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball, whatever, is the GOAT. Now, does it stand the test of time, though? I'm not sure. I went back, dude, and I watched the last episode of Dragon Ball Z, and it was painful. It was painful to watch. Super, I think, has like changed and eased our watchability of it. Because like, if you were to ask me to go back and rewatch Dragon Ball Z, I feel like a part of me would kind of dread it a little bit because it stalls a lot. It's got a lot of its issues, and I don't necessarily feel that with the other three, you know, Mount Rushmore heads that have chosen, but. With all things included, right? I think it'd be silly to not put this as probably like the greatest of all time. Like, just, I don't think anime would be where it's at today if it wasn't for Dragon Ball.
Oh, absolutely not. Like, we wouldn't even have this anime or this, we don't have this anime podcast without Dragon Ball, you know what I'm saying? Without us watching it on Toonami when we're like 8 or 7, you know?
100%. Yeah. There's a chance I would never have ever been sucked into anime. There's honestly a chance that Sean and I might not have clicked as hard as we did. That was one of the things that me and him clicked on. Just Dragon Ball Z. We're like, oh, yeah, Dragon Ball Z? Just like,
Dragon Ball Z?
That was what's it.
That? You know,
was it Dragon Ball Z? Wrestling? Wrestling? Dragon Ball Z? Like, that was it. It's done. So, yeah, Tapeworms, that is what we believe to be the GOAT. You've heard our reasoning. You've heard our picks. And you've heard the honorable mentions. So please let us know where these all stands for you, right? Are we tripping? Are we right on the money? And I know we're probably going to get ripped up in the comments and the opinions. So please leave those on whatever social media post you saw this form. Or if you really want to come yap with us and you've listened to the episode all the way to the end, why don't you download Discord if you don't have it and join our Discord? We would love to hear your personal opinions and we'll reference some of them next week. How's that sound? How's that sound, Shoner Pants?
Hey, that sounds A-OK with me.
Hey. Sean, any parting words for the tapeworms?
Guys, don't be mean in the comments.
Whoa. Good night.